Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 90% of Startups Fail? What is your solution? Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a sobering truth. 90% of startups fail because they build brilliant solutions for problems that don't actually exist. Today, I'll share the one question that separates the winners from the casualties. Most founders fall into what I call the false problem trap. They start with cool technology, then desperately hunt for problems to solve. It's like building a hammer and then convincing everyone they have nails. These entrepreneurs confuse nice-to-have features with must-have solutions. But here's the thing. Real problems make customers desperately seek solutions. They don't politely consider them at dinner parties. The market doesn't care how clever your algorithm is if the problem isn't keeping people awake at night. Successful founders understand this instinctively. They spend 70% of their early time talking to potential customers, not coding in isolation. But here's the key. They don't ask, "Would you buy this?" That's leading the witness. Instead, they ask, "What's your biggest daily frustration?" Then they listen for emotional language, words like hate, nightmare, impossible. If customers aren't already trying to solve it themselves with duct tape and prayer, it's not a real problem. Let me tell you about two companies that illustrate this perfectly. Google Wave tried to solve file collaboration problems that existed mainly in conference rooms at Google. Meanwhile, Drew Houston built Dropbox after personally losing USB drives repeatedly. He felt that pain in his bones. Wave died in 2 years. Dropbox hit a $1 billion valuation. Same market, different approach to problem discovery. So here's my solution question test for you. What problem are customers already paying to solve badly? If they're not spending money, time, or energy on workarounds, move on immediately. Look for existing broken solutions, not empty markets. Your job is to build aspirin for headaches, not vitamins for perfect health. Before you build anything, find 10 people already spending money trying to solve your target problem. If you can't find them in 1 week, pivot immediately. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.